I'm hugely musically influenced by Frank Zappa. I'm also a huge fan of David Bowie and Tom Waits are my other two top influences. And what I find crosses the spectrum of those three is a theatrical bent. There's something about not only expressing the music theatrically, but also singing from and writing from the perspective of a character, and I really enjoy that. I think it's great when songwriters can go up there and be naked in front of an audience and bare their emotions and be vulnerable in front of people in that way. But I'm also a really big fan of being able to write from the position of a character and explore different issues that way. So I think that those are consistent influences in our work for that reason, because of how those artists have written their music. The other members of the band, I think you'll find a really wide range of influence. Vern, our drummer, is really into a 1970s rock and fusion. Same with our bass player, Jordan. He's a huge Jaco Pastorius fan, and that type of jazz fusion makes its way qualitatively into our music a lot as well. Jessica has a huge range of music that she listens to, but you'll find a very a type of jazz quality in her voice as well. And she really brings that to the music. And then Phyllis is an expert classical musician, but she also has an extremely eclectic taste for music as well. So she brings that particular quality sonically to the music, of that kind of crisp classical sound. But she can also nail all the complex parts that I throw her way. I tend to write complicated guitar parts for myself, and then I throw them on Phyllis, and she can play them better than I can. And so it's fun. She keeps me on my toes in that sense as well.
Cool. Will you guys listen to music together, or just to work on your music?
How do you mean listen to music together?
Like in a party, you guys are like, oh, let me show you this band that I discover, or stuff like that?
Oh yeah, certainly. We'll throw tunes around that we discover amongst the band. I think it's generally in the form of, if somebody has something that they think is just a particular piece that's achieved a certain quality so successfully, and that they figure we might be interested in how it will push us further. We don't really write music as a group. I write most of the music inherently, although everybody also composes music as well. But what I tend to bring into the room in that sense are very skeletal pieces, and then the group takes an extremely thorough arrangement of the piece. And so often what we come out with as Two Apple Tobacco's version of the piece is very different from my demo version of the piece. And so I think that's really where all of our influences come into play, the different music we'll bring to one another as well. Do you think this kind of quality might work with this piece? Do you think we could do something like this with the piece, and then we'll use it as a jumping off point? So more than just for enjoyment's sake, it's usually toward an end of us building our own music.
Cool. Well, let's listen to Rhetoric Sultano, which is another band that is doing very interesting things. No?
Yeah, totally. Let's listen to them. I love Rhetoric Sultano. They're one of my favorite local bands these days. And they're going on tour right now, so you can't really see them in the near future. But when they get back in town, you got to check these guys out if you haven't.
Yeah, exactly. But in the meantime, you have your guitar, no? You want to play something?
I'll play something a little later if you want me to. I got to make sure it's in tune first.
Okay,
how's that?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's listen to Rhetoric Sultano, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Another life. Why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune into your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
Marie-Joseph Angélique was the name given by her last owners to a Portuguese-born black slave in New France. She was tried and convicted of setting fire to her owner's home, burning much of what is now referred to as Old Montreal. It has recently been argued that she was in fact innocent of the crime and convicted more on the basis of her perception as a rebellious runaway slave than on the basis of factual evidence. A competing theory is that she was guilty of the crime as an act of justified rebellion against slavery. Many authors see her as an immortal avatar of liberation and prefer naturally to see her as an active rebel. Others find her just as inspiring as an exceptional, outspoken, independent-minded woman who fought for her freedom and her life against formidable odds and in spite of a society that expected submission from women, especially if they were also black and slaves.
This PSA is brought to you in support of Black History Month.
Down walls, down the walls,
that was Tyranna Horse with the song Zombie Waltz.
Nice.
From their CD Ghost Wolf Motorhawk Prairie Unicorn Lion Lioness. Pretty long name, eh?
Yeah.
And what else? I will listen to The Rain on the Sidewalk from the Stock EP. That was a Kate Bush cover that it's one of my favorite right now. Army Dreamers. A lot of people seem to like that song. So, yeah, The Rain on the Sidewalk. The plane on the 23rd. And Tyranna Horse playing on the 30th of March. And Rain on the Sidewalk, 23rd of March as well. With you, actually, no? You're going to play also with Rain on the Sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah. 23rd of March, yeah.
With That'll Two Apple Tobacco. And this Friday, Kill Matilda with Rowan Tichenor. We should play songs by them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
But in the meantime, Daniel has a guitar here that he's going to do like 24 hours of music.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So starting now.
Yeah, I do have my guitar with me for the open mic tonight, and I wasn't necessarily planning on playing something on the radio today, so I'm going to play the same thing I played the other night at the open mic when I wasn't planning on playing anything. So,
okay, cool.
Here it goes. This is a tune that I wrote for a musical I produced with my theater company, Seven Tyrants Theater, last summer. And it was an original reimagining of Bertolt Brecht's famous play, The Good Woman of Setswan. So we did our own reimagining of that story, and I wrote an entire musical score for it. And so, yeah, here's one of the tunes from that.
Okay,
it's called,
cool.
It's my version of The Song of Saint Never Comes Day. Was a day, as is generally known, when the beggar's maid son would sit on the solid gold throne. They call it Saint Never Comes Day. Saint Never Comes Day. Why such a lull in the conversation? Don't you like it here, ladies and gentlemen? Mother, she says that I'm a falcon. Why such a lull in the conversation? Don't you like it here, ladies and gentlemen? Mother, she says that I'm a falcon. Why such a lull in the conversation? Don't you like it here, ladies and gentlemen? That's the day I will be a flyer and one of the best. Unemployed man, you get some work. Washerwoman, you get some rest. Say never comes day. Say never comes day. Say never comes day, say never comes day, say never comes, never comes, never comes day. Say never comes day, say never comes day, say never come, never come, never comes day. Say never comes day. Say never comes day, say never comes day, say never come, never come, never comes day. Well, I think, I really, really, really think. Yes, that's what I said. I said I really do think it's never gonna come.
All right. Cool.
All right, thanks.
That was awesome.
Thanks, Jared.
Let's bring back the music here. Yeah, pretty cool, eh?
Cool, thanks. Yeah, I'm hoping to bring that one up with the band sometime soon. So hopefully one of our shows in the near future, you can hear the elaborated Two-Apple Tobacco arrangement of Saint Never Comes Day.
See, cool. I'm a really big fan of Two-Apple Tobacco. I've been following you guys for a couple years now and that kind of stuff. But One thing that I found with you, Daniel, is I love it when you go up and you do a solo performance. You know? Like, I love it when you go up with Jessica as well. Like, the thing with Two Up Hold Tobacco, there's so many different, you know, elements of it, and, you know, so many different people show up for a show. But when you go up and you do a solo performance, it always blows my mind. Like, you put in so much heart and you put in so much soul. I really enjoy that, and I would definitely love seeing a solo album come out from you in the future, but cool. You know, and that's just a side thing, but you know, that's just me with Two Apple Tobacco. But
well, thank you, Jordan, I really appreciate that.
No worries. Yeah, what was it, last Tuesday or a couple Tuesdays ago? Yeah, you went up on an open mic and you just, I can't remember what song you sang, but the whole
one.
Crowd.
Yeah,
was
yeah, like, it was this one, and then like, yeah, more. Yeah. Before, yeah.
Everyone in the crowd was just like totally quiet listening to you, and it was just, I always really enjoy seeing that, so thanks a lot, Daniel.
Yeah, totally. Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
No worries.
Yeah, so come to that tonight to this place, Hashery. Daniel is going to do a performance there, a couple of songs, I guess, with Jessica, no?
Yeah, I think Jessica's going to stop by, which will be tons of fun. We always love coming out to the Tuesday open mic. It's such a great atmosphere. They've got great sound in there these days as well, and it's a really fun place to premiere a new song. If you've got it, it's a great environment for that, or if you just want to, you know,
practice,
yeah, bash out some of the tunes you otherwise play. It's a good place for that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Or cover song. We have this guy that always comes and do the cover band.
But what else is cool with open mic is you see a lot of musicians, they partner with each other that you would never ever see. We got to see Don Alder and White Light perform together a couple weeks ago, which was cool because you got Don Alder, who's like the world's best finger picker, and this hip-hop artist, right? And they're sitting there playing with each other, and it was just, that's why I love open mic, because you never know what you're going to see, you know?
That's
you never
true,
know
yeah.
what artists are going to partner up with each other and knock out a performance, you know? It's always cool.
Yeah. So tonight is 3293 West 4th Avenue. They're on corner of Blenheim here in Kitsilano. Tonight, the open mic. And then on Friday...
Friday.
Two Apple Tobacco.
Yeah, Friday at the British X, 1143 Kingsway. Two Apple Tobacco. We're thrilled to be playing with Kill Matilda. And Rowan, how do you pronounce his last name?
Rowan Tichenor.
Tichenor. I was listening to his stuff. Oh, you got it open right there. Yeah, I was listening to his stuff the other day. It's great.
Yeah, he's very interesting too, and very theatrical, his music also.
Mm-hmm.
He studied theater, so it's very kind of Shakespearean kind of way of writing that he has.
Definitely. Shakespearean is a great description, actually. I love that.
So let's listen to a song by Rowan. This is something that he's been working on lately called Head On. And then we'll hear Kill Matilda.
You know? Kill Matilda.
Nice.
So that's happening on this Friday. And we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
I'm not alive. just close your eyes. I'm alive, but I'm not alive. I'm alive, but I'm not alive. I'm alive, but I'm not alive. I'm alive. I'm alive, but I'm not alive. I'm alive, but I'm out of my head. Yeah, I'm out of my goddamn mind. I'm alive, but I'm not alive. I'm alive, but I'm out of my head. Yeah, I'm out of my goddamn mind. This costume and save myself from the evil doctor me. My only weakness is being human. My superpowers aren't always what they ought to be. But fuck it head on, let's hit it head on. We'll be right back.
So that was Kill Matilda. Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
I think we were discussing it a little bit earlier. All three of us collectively, well, not even collectively, but like individually, we were all listening to Kill Matilda last night and checking them out. And
yeah.
I think that's pretty cool because they're an awesome band.
Yeah, Kill Matilda, they're going to be playing on Friday at 1143 Kingsway. And I don't know, any other gigs happening around? Rum Town, guys?
Actually, yeah.
Tomorrow, Quit the City is playing the railway.
Quit
no?
the City,
tomorrow,
yeah. The Margarita Day or something? National Margarita Day? Yeah.
National Margarita Day. I like that.
Yeah.
I know for myself, I recently did a EP review for Jody Dodge, and she's going to be playing at the Friday or at the railway this Thursday night.
Okay.
So that's really, really exciting. If you haven't heard her new album yet, Little Love Songs, check it out because it's an amazing album, and she's a really great person to go see live too. So, especially at the railway, I usually see her at coffee shops and stuff. So,
yeah, we played her CD here before. Mm-hmm. You get that Folsom.
Mark Folsom, yes, I do.
That's like, I guess, yeah, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, there's great things to see. There were also, last weekend was a great weekend to see things. Not that that's advertising stuff you can see, but hopefully you didn't miss it. Yeah. Thursday night, we were at Stolen Organ Family Band.
And, that was an amazing
Psychic
show.
Alliance. That was
Holy
a great show.
Holy crap. Psychic Alliance? Those guys are amazing. That was their second, well, that was their first show live.
In Vancouver.
They did a house show on New Year's Eve, but that was the first time they... And I couldn't believe it. That was amazing.
Yeah, watch out for the next live show for sure.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Psychic Alliance is a band to watch. This Thursday also, Nadia Bonhan with Taylor Harp and Corey Woodworth are playing at the Railway Club. Yeah, a couple of them have been play at the open mic too. Also, very talented guys. So it's gonna be cool. That's this Thursday. What else? The Sumner Brothers tour kickoff is happening this Thursday at the Waldorf Hotel. The Waldorf has also really cool shows.
Yeah, I like the Waldorf. It really has a nice warm environment there. Whether you're up in the Tiki Bar or downstairs checking out the...
Yeah, or downstairs in the cave. Yeah,
in the cave.
Yeah. Bradley's playing this Saturday at the Biltmore Hotel. Also, local talent, Bradley. And I don't know what else. What else do you have there? Who's performing?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but if you go to vanmusic.ca/events, we do have a full calendar going on of all the events that are going on within Vancouver. So definitely come down to Van Music and check those out. As well, you can check out a lot of different EP reviews, different bands that are going on, new videos. So, yeah.
Cool. So, let's listen to Mark Fawcett, no? What's the story with Mark?
Well, Mark Fawcett, he actually contacted me about a month ago or whatever, telling me that he has his brand new CD out and he wants it to be reviewed. So, me and him, we went down to Falcon Eddie's, got to check out a live act, got to sit there and talk a little bit and listen to his new EP, did a little bit of a review. I just posted it live today, and Mark, hey buddy, how's it going? I know you're listening right now. I know you're going to come down today, but you're not feeling all the best, so we will see you in March 13th. But yeah, so I did up the album review for him today. It's now posted live on vanmusic.ca. It's in the features section. This, pay attention to this guy. This guy has an amazing talent. What he brings to the table is absolutely outstanding. I don't know what song you're going to play. I would love for you to play song number one.
Okay.
Just because, you know, Mark, he busks for a living and that kind of stuff. And when you're busking... You know, you deal with a lot of the top 40, you do a lot of the classics and that kind of stuff, but every now and then you get to put in your own material. And it was this song here that people first started stopping and listening to him. And Mark was really, really happy with the sounds that he was coming out with. So that's why I would like to play it.
Okay, so let's play this song. Yes. This Minute Hand, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
ship, we sailed into oblivion that day. We said farewell to the coast, and I was captain most of the time. You were my first mate, and you kept us afloat. Came, blew our sails away. Since you wanna go home, you'll have to find your own. The winds say you can follow us any way we go, but you gotta make this right. You can tell all your friends back home that you got to float on. You did it alone. Tell all your friends back home. Oh. Cruising along on this shitty vessel that one day will return to the world below. And if I'm not careful, this minute will lead my days of life. So it's back to the cold. Oh. Careful, this minute and will eat my days alive. So it's back to the cold.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. Features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannohorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of The Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Brett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Friday, February 3rd, catch the East Van All-Stars Variety Show. East Vancouver's talent has come together for one night only to support the Rio Theatre to survive through the recent closures due to a ban on movies at the Neighborhood Theatre. Doors will be at 8 with the show at 9 p.m. This event is 19+, and cover will be by donation.
Final live concerts happening this month at the Rio include
Patrick Maria, presenting the regional stand-up comedians on Saturday, February 4th. The tongue-in-cheek smoker and burlesque show on Friday, February 10th. Charlie Tuna on the 18th. And Seth the Whale on the 25th. To view the full schedule of live events this month at the Rio Theatre, visit riotheatre.ca/schedule. For more information on how to join the community's fight back against the banning of movies at the Rio Theatre, go to facebook.com/supporttherio.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're reaching the end of the show. So I guess so. Gonna leave you with a couple of Two Apple Tobacco songs.
That's right.
These are like the end of the.
Yeah, this takes us to the end of the record. The first tune is called "Pure Ridiculousness," and that's where you witness the cosmic undoing, the wiping the slate clean in progress, musically represented. And it's also featuring our violinist Phyllis, and she does some incredible playing on this tune. And then we have kind of a Brechtian moment in our, speaking of Virgil Brecht, in our final tune where the story kind of wraps up and the narrators take over and give you a bit of a conclusion. So that's what you're going to hear. These are both from Squinter's Paradise. So keep that name in mind. The record should be pressed by April, end of April, and look for a CD release party with all its extravagance in end of May or the early summer. And Friday, come see us this Friday.
Yeah, Friday's going to be a really, really cool show there at 1143 Kingsway. And yeah, check out these guys tonight. Tonight they're going to be playing at Displaced Hashery for a little bit.
And you can always find us at twoappletobacco.com as well.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Jordan, for joining us today, too.
Thanks again for having me.
Thanks, it was fun.
Yeah, so Two Apple Tobacco, and I'll see you next week. Next week we have Ev. We have special guest Ev. She's also closely going to release her new CD. So preparing also an all women's show at the Indie Pop Vancouver series. So it's going to be fun too.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, well, see you next week. This was the Morning After Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
We are left with the sensation of an unwittingly interconnected tunnel, incorporating its special case victims in a synergetic feedback loop, omni-efficient, wiping the slate clean. We'll be right back.
the gymnast and you put them in the forest. Get them climbing the trees. Come back in a few thousand years and you got yourself a lovely tribe of monkeys that fall this in red. Physical selectivity presents metaphysical capacity. But what the hell are you exactly are we? Now they've mapped up all the ACT genes and they're verifying Darwin's theories. They can show you every origin of every single biological discrepancy of all this in red. Physical selectivity results metaphysical capacity. The future's looking pretty big for you and me.
Great ape has got a killer jaw, and all the muscles needed to operate it force the skull to close in early development. In other words, by gaining the physical advantage of a Google mashing apparatus, the ape lost the mental capacity for more significant and abstract thought.
Which brain does it go?
So that was Two Apple Tobacco. So we're going to leave you with a
By the Seaside
podcast of what Pink sounds like. She, her show is going to be moving to Thursdays. So since Kill Matilda is going to play next Friday, they're at 1143 Kingsway. Let's play an interview that Ashley did with them like a month ago or so. So, yeah, this is what Pink sounds like, interviewing Kill Matilda.